Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
See, Julian Davenport is calling in right now, so we'll get to our Football Friday here with Julian Davenport, the offensive lineman for the Miami Dolphins. He came here, if you'll remember, from Houston as part of the Laremy Tunsil and Kenny Stills trade. And so he is now active again because he spent most of the season on IR. He had gotten injured in practice. I think he had played in the first game and then was placed on IR.
Yeah.
From the Dolphins, ending off the year as the final home game of the season, the Dolphins are celebrating fan appreciation as they take on the Cincinnati Bengals at Hard Rock Stadium. That is Sunday, December 22nd. This holiday season, you could check out the South Plaza, amplified by Hard Rock, for the Family Fun Zone and Food Truck Alley. Make sure you save some time after the game to hit up the Fifth Quarter Lounge for the post-game festivities. Fans, you can visit Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Dolphins and Hard Rock Stadium, or you can go to dolphins.com to purchase tickets for the Bengals game. And if you want to learn more about becoming a member of the Dolphins and guarantee the best ticket price and location, call 1-888-FINS-TIX or visit dolphins.com. We will head out to the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line, where they are truly steps beyond convenience. Julian Davenport is their offensive lineman for the Dolphins. Like I said, came here from Houston right as the season was beginning. I imagine that was a surprise, right? I mean, I know it's been not several, but 13, 14 weeks, but that had to be a surprise at the beginning of the season when he got traded.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. It's definitely a surprise.
Are you acclimated, though? Like, you get traded to the Dolphins right as the season is starting. Are you acclimated to South Florida? Do you consider yourself a South Floridian?
Yeah, I got acclimated pretty fast being here. You know, kind of had, I would say, very similar climate to Houston. So I was already pretty much used to what I was going to come into. Now, you know, I was ready to come be a Dolphin.
And Julian, man, you big as hell, 6'7", 330. What kind of challenges in life? Now I'm in hell with football. What kind of challenges in life does that size bring?
I mean, I busted a few light bulbs in my life. I mean, always got to reach the top shelf, you know, for mama. Mom Dukes wasn't quite blessed with the height like I was.
Do you have to check chairs? Because I played with a dude, Keith Traylor. He was 6'4", 380. And he would push, he would like wiggle a chair for 5 minutes before he sat down. He's like, Crowder, man, I ain't going to sit in that damn chair and break these people's chair. Do you check chairs?
I can't say I've checked many, but I have broken one before.
Just one?
Yeah, just all I can think of is one.
Julian Davenport.
They gave out on me.
Julian Davenport is with us, offensive lineman for the Dolphins. What's Ryan Fitzpatrick like in the huddle? He seems like he would be interesting. He seems like it. This is my feeling on Ryan Fitzpatrick. Sometimes you get in the huddle there, and he doesn't say anything about football. He gives you like some sort of factoid from like the World Almanac or something.
I mean, yeah, I mean, 50, you know, jack of all trades, great guy, you know, knows a lot about the game, obviously been playing the game for a very long time, and always, you know, calm, cool, and collective. Like you said, you know, he can come in a huddle and he can say something, you know, to keep the manner, you know, in a certain way that has nothing to do with any player or anything. But, you know, he's a great leader and a great quarterback.
Are you expecting a Christmas gift from Ryan Fitzpatrick? Because a lot of times the quarterbacks, you got to take good care of the O-line because they take care of you during a season. And Ryan Fitzpatrick, we all know he's got some serious money. What would you be expecting from your QB?
I wouldn't say I expect anything. But you know, if he gets us anything, it's more than appreciative. Protecting him is our job. You know, I got to do that day in and day out, regardless of if I'm thinking about him getting me a gift or whatnot.
But if he gave you like a $50 Cheesecake Factory gift certificate, someone might slip through.
hey, I'll be appreciative. I'll take that, and I'll probably use that in the same night.
Yeah, 6'7", 330. I'm sure your meals are more than $50.
I was going to say, that's not going to get them through the appetizer.
What's the best gift you have received since playing in the league on that? I don't know if you've done it, but when I played, bro, we used to do the little Christmas handouts. What's the best gift you got?
Yeah, last year, so my first 2 years, we did White Elephant, where, you know, everybody gets a gift. You pick at random, youngest to oldest. And last year, I came away with a little over-the-shoulder Gucci bag.
Ooh.
Yeah, and the year before that, I got a nice Tumi luggage bag that cost a pretty decent amount of change. So those are the two best gifts I've gotten so far.
But those were White Elephant gifts? Those weren't from Deshaun Watson?
No. Well, he was part of White Elephant.
Okay, but it wasn't him buying stuff. Like, he didn't get the entire O-line Gucci bags and stuff.
Oh, nah.
What about? I was going to say, what about Patrick Laird? Patrick Laird's been putting some yards up, and he's exciting to watch. Should he go out and get the O-line something?
Nah, he shouldn't. I mean, you know, we come in, you know, we all got jobs to do. But, you know, he's trying to make a name himself and, you know, trying to execute to the best of his ability as we are. And so that's all I expect from him.
And Julian, now Hawk, you bring it up. I think about that. He played with you played with Deshaun Watson. Y'all actually got drafted the same year. Him in the first round, and you in the fourth. When you see Ryan Fitzpatrick take off running, doesn't it look a little different than when Deshaun used to take off?
Yeah, definitely. But you know, Fitz got some hidden wheels up under him. It's just a matter of if he's gonna show it out or not.
And he seems to – he likes the physical contact, it almost seems like. He likes to lower the shoulder.
Oh, yeah. You know, he's a tough guy and, you know, been in the league for so long and the way he plays. And obviously, you know, you see him take off and run. He doesn't shy away from no contact. And that's a great thing about it.
And he's about to – he's probably going to end the season if, you know, health-wise and all that. He's going to end the season probably the leading rusher on the Dolphins, you know, with Drake being traded and Kalen getting injured and now Laird being in there. What's the difference from an offensive lineman's perspective with playing with a pocket quarterback over a mobile quarterback? Do y'all approach the game any differently when you are playing with a guy that'll take off?
A little bit. You just got to know the type of QB you got and you know where the QB is going to be. You know, it was a little different dynamic when you know you got a mobile quarterback, but also the defense gives you different looks and may rush you a different way depending on the dynamics of your quarterback. So there's definitely a little differences in it, but all in all, I mean, pretty much the same. You know, keep the pocket clean and you know, stay inside out.
Julian Davenport, Dolphins O lineman. I've been doing this all season because there's a whole bunch of new names and faces on this Dolphins team. We got to get to know everybody. What's your favorite TV show?
Favorite TV show? I've been kind of hooked to The Blacklist as of lately. I would say I started it a month ago, and I've already got to season 7.
Someone else gave us that answer.
Cornbread Maxwell.
Was it Cornbread Maxwell? Yeah. What about your favorite all-time movie?
Favorite all-time movie? Whoo, that is a hard one. Favorite? I'm going to have to go with The Mask, old school Jim Carrey movie.
The Mask with Jim Carrey? That movie's awful.
Yeah. That was one of my favorite growing up.
That's
still is
crazy.
To this day.
Yeah. That's funny. What's your favorite fast food?
Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A.
What about right. that pop? What about that Popeye spicy though, Julian?
I ain't gonna lie, I had that 2 days ago.
It's special. Ordered,
which one's better?
Popeye's might be a better overall sandwich, but I didn't see the craze in it as the rest of the world did.
Right, and Chick-fil-A's got that waffle fries too, which is those are good.
Yeah.
How about your favorite restaurant? Forget about fast food. Your favorite restaurant.
Favorite restaurant? Probably Ruth Chris Steakhouse.
Oh, I love Ruth Chris, man. You could put butter on anything for me. I want everything. Everything I eat soaked in butter,
what
man.
What are you talking about?
The sweet potato souffle is the best there, man.
And their cheesecake at the end. Good God. Last concert that Julian Davenport went to?
Oh, I've actually never been to a concert.
What?
Yeah.
Never been. Are you not a music fan?
Nah, a big music fan. I would say probably not more so a concert fan. But also, I mean, I've been very busy throughout life with sports and whatnot. So even there's been very limited opportunities for me to even make a concert, I would say.
Called the grind, Hawk. He's grinding.
I love that answer because I know Crowder loves that answer.
Oh, hey, Julian, I'm not a concert guy either. But my wife, she drugged me to Beyonce's concert one time, big dog. And she was dancing in a pool of water. I had real good seats. And she jumped one time and a drip of water off her foot fell on my lip. And I licked it. Was I wrong to do that? Because that was Beyonce. That's Beyonce, bro.
Nah, I don't think you was wrong.
Thank you,
ridiculous.
See?
Julian Davenport, O-lineman for the Dolphins. Thank you for making time for us, Julian. Good luck on Sunday.
Oh, no doubt. Appreciate it.
There you go, Julian Davenport on your football Friday. I always like getting to know everybody. It's just interesting stuff to me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.